Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who's known by his nickname Bongbong, won the May election by a landslide while calling for unity among Filipinos.
Duty as President of the Republic.
On Monday, in his first State of the Nation address, he was expected to lay out concrete steps for how he would make good on what his supporters say were his campaign promises.
The number one concern is the price of rice. So many people are going hungry.
The speech did deliver on specifics. Marcos touched on agriculture, healthcare, energy, education, foreign policy, and tax and investment law reforms.
Agrarian reform is not only about acquisition, but also about support services and distribution. To assist this, I intend to issue an executive order to impose a one-year moratorium on the payment of land amortization and interest payments.
Corruption and human rights, however, were nowhere in the speech. Earlier in the day, protesters gathered to air grievances, but authorities prevented them from getting anywhere near the House of Representatives, where Marcos delivered his address.
Protesters are demanding solutions to a host of problems, but the one issue that they feel has been sidelined is human rights. There are unresolved human rights issues dating from the 21-year dictatorship of the president's father, Ferdinand Marcos Sr., all the way to the recent administration of Rodrigo Duterte.
Human rights activists say thousands were victims of summary executions and torture during the martial law period from 1972 to the early 80s. And thousands of drug suspects were killed in drug war operations in the last 6 years under President Duterte.
He has to address the human rights situation. It's a problem that the whole world knows about, so it can't have the Philippine president oblivious to the problem of human rights in the Philippines.
But for many who voted for Marcos, the past is the past.
Magkaiba naman po yung anak tsaka yung tatay.
The son is not the father. All I can say is I believe in Bongbong Marcos.
Despite the difficult challenges and intense criticism of the Marxists, there is optimism, echoed by the president as he ended his speech saying, "The state of the nation is sound." Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Manila.